This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
Welcome to our first guest, Amanda Neal, who is looking for the next junior star singer. Welcome.
Hello, welcome.
Really good to have you on. So, Amanda, perhaps before we talk about the junior star singer, you could just give us a little bit of background about your involvement in the music business. I know you were in a girl band way back when.
Yes, because I don't like to say how far back because it shows how old I am, unfortunately. But if you can recollect sort of the 90s period when garage music was just coming out, the transition of garage music was just sort of taking everyone by storm. I just decided, well, it wasn't me, it was my brother. He found out I could sing, just heard me singing one day and suggested, well, if you thought about doing something about it. So in those days, you know, we didn't have the internet. That shows how old I am. And I just recorded my voice onto a tape, got it over to a studio. And coincidentally, one of the producers was working with a band called Soul to Soul, which was pretty big in those days. He suggested that either I go about solo or try a girl group. So it was the time of the Spice Girls, Sugar Babes, all of them were coming out. Yeah. So it was a great time for girl bands.
Yeah.
So we were called Four Nations. He put us together and I did. We manufactured them, did loads of gigs, and it was amazing. Really was amazing. Had a great time with it. And even supported a band called the Bewitched and the Honeys,
yes.
Which around at that time had loads of shows for Capital Radio. I really enjoyed it. But when the band unfortunately didn't stay together, because I manufactured the band and helped to book their shows as well, decided that I quite liked the idea of management and mentoring acts as well.
So it was a natural progression then.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Really enjoyed it. And decided to hire a little studio at the top of a recording studio and manage acts from that studio, local bands around this area, sort of around Croydon way.
Oh, okay.
And just book festivals and gigs and things for them. So that's how it kind of started in the music business.
And then you set up your own company, Merge Music Management?
Mega Music Management. Mega Music Management is, it's the agency name. Although Junior Star Singer is the brand, Mega Music Management is the agency name. So I've been known for that for many years. So it's bookings, management, events.
Right.
And I did work for the Roadhouse, which is a live music venue in Covent Garden, booking all of their high-profile acts. And after doing that, decided, well, I could just do that myself anyway, rather than working in-house for another venue, and decided to do that under that agency name. And then Junior Star Singer just happened after that, which was being a parent, really. Being a parent and somebody coming up to me and sort of saying, you know, have you thought about doing anything for the music business for kids? So that's how that happened afterwards.
So it's a natural progression.
Mm.
Well, the children often get missed out, don't they? Although we have competitions, big competitions on television, actually, there's not that many for children at all. And there hasn't been for years.
No, not really. I think there could be more out there. I mean, obviously now we've got The Voice Kids, but that's only just happened recently.
Yeah.
And my concern really was that it can often be quite pressurising to have kids on television in front of a camera. Whereas I think if you've got them on radio, which is what Junior Star Singer is all about, it's less pressure for them knowing that they're not actually in front of anything.
Yeah.
Literally, they can only be heard.
They haven't got to worry about how they look, their image, all of that in this Instagram world. It's I think it's important if it's just about their voice that's all you hear.
Yeah. So I think it works quite well, actually.
Yeah.
How has it grown then? I mean, how did it start?
Experiment, really. I mean, Graham will know, who we know very well and love him so much because he's very supportive. And it was just a trial run, really. We decided to run it on Brooklyn's Radio in the heart of Surrey as a concept. And we called it Brooklyn's Future Star. So it was literally a pilot.
Oh, this was the first place you did it?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, this is the heart of how it all started. Okay. So
thanks to Graham.
as well. So it was just on literally a few episodes. We decided to run its course and just see how it went and just take contestants from the Surrey area, first of all, and just try it as an experiment. And because it did well, after that, I think through that I managed to get interviews and then managed to get some work on BBC. So as a panellist, giving views and thoughts about music and entertainment because of my work in the industry.
Yeah.
and enjoyed the radio work so much, then I just thought, cha-ching, why can't I just do this on radio? If I can do it in one area, I could perhaps do it in so many counties across the UK. And there's no reason why not, because why should it only be available just for contestants in Surrey, but it should be available everywhere.
And how long ago are we talking now? How many years has this been?
So this is, I suppose it's its third year running successfully, and I tried it on 12 radio stations after that one, and then 20, now it's on 22.
Okay.
So I don't, you know, Rachel, my co-host, is saying, gosh, can we really expand to another five or six? But you can't, because there's so much touring involved. But what we're doing is we're changing every year to the locations that we're in.
Yeah.
How does it actually work then? So what's the process of...
So I think Junior Star Singer is just the name now, a brand. So we tend to get loads of contestants applying through the website. But we do actually go out to schools as well, because I do music industry talks and workshops, etc. So people find out about it anyway. Mm. And contestants arrive at the radio station. They sing live or on a pre-recorded show, depending on what the radio station can do. We then play that same track over to a set of judges that can be judges from the music industry. So they'll either be high profile producers, or they'll be people that have record deals already that have done very well and successfully.
Do you find the judges willing to participate then?
Oh, they love it.
Oh, good.
They love it.
Do they?
Yeah. I mean, you know, following its third year, we've now signed a deal with The Voice Kids and Britain's Got Talent producers now. So they are now producing our artists. But you know, we've had producers actually contacting some of the contestants saying, actually, can we sign them? That's what we've had, which is great. I mean, it's great because we're discovering them and they're getting what they want, which is wonderful. So that's what happens, really. They get a chance to... The prize is, actually, if I can explain the mechanics of it, literally one contestant gets picked from one radio station out of all of those 20. They then meet in a recording studio in London for the final. And then after that, whoever wins out of that big final in London at the end of the year, which normally falls around Christmas, one person goes through, they get the chance to record with a high-profile producer. That track is then played on all 20 stations the following year.
Right.
So it's a great opportunity for any young person that wants to break into the music industry that early, really.
So just going back a step, then you've got, I know you start in April, don't you, is that right?
That's
and you're
right.
going around 22 radio stations.
Yes,
so
yeah.
for each of those radio stations, how many sort of contestants are you able to accommodate on the show, roughly?
For an hour, we say a 45 minute to an hour show, it's something like it's only 3 to 4 contestants per show, because we can't accommodate them all, and we've had to unfortunately turn some down. That's the shame of it.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure that's the nature of it. So potentially you've got sort of 85-ish people who are participating, and then you narrow it down to a final 20 from which one will be the winner.
Yes, but you have to remember that we've got so many actually applying first time round.
Oh, yeah.
And we can't take them all. That's the shame of it.
Yeah.
So we do actually get quite a lot that have to keep reapplying.
Yeah.
So,
and how do you pick your first five then for your first show? I mean...
Yeah, I have been asked that so many times, and it's not my decision. I actually run it by producers that I work with on the show.
Are they sending you some kind of demo tape for you to listen to? Or
yeah, what they're normally doing is sending us a demo, something they've recorded themselves, a YouTube link, something similar to that.
Oh, okay, so you can have a quick look.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I know that it's called Junior Star Singer, but there's also Junior Star Singer-Songwriter. Is that the same?
Yeah, I've been asked this as well. A couple of teachers this year have asked me about this. Are they two separate competitions? No, they're not. Junior Star Singer is... The only reason it happened this way is because BBC TV actually wanted to take the show and run it on CBBC. And it was their idea to change the name of the show. It used to be called Junior Star Factor.
Ah, okay.
And because it was so similar to the X Factor, they asked me, would you be able to change it? So I changed it to Junior Star Singer.
Right.
However, because the rules also include Best Songwriter, I decided to call it Junior Star Singer Songwriter.
Okay.
And that's what it's really called.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's, we call it Junior Star Singer Songwriter Show, but in short, it's Junior Star Singer, JSS.
Right.
Everyone calls it JSS.
JSS. Yeah. So they could come and they could be singers or singer-songwriters.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's how it works.
Interesting.
So have you, must have been very excited by some of the talent you've discovered then.
I have. And, you know, I spend a lot of time mentoring them as well. And lots of their parents, literally, they write to me. They travel from so far as even Bradford, Halifax, Sheffield, to come to London so I can mentor their kids as well. And it's amazing what they'll do. But I'll actually drive around now to go and see them all. But it's incredible, the talent. Is amazing.
Yeah, there's so much talent. Yeah. One thing I think that it's so much easier these days for people to be more super is because of YouTube, because we can emulate. In our day, you couldn't emulate. And I think, you know, it's great for the children. Yeah. It's a fantastic vehicle for them. What a great competition.
Thank you. And previous winners, what are they sort of doing now?
Well, they've all done really well. I mean, some of them, funny enough, have decided they also want to go into presenting. So we've had a few of them actually presenting for Junior Star Singer as well. And Graham will know as well that, you know, we've run Junior Star Singer Extra, which also goes out in the north and the south of the country as well, so we can find contestants. So a lot of them now are recording their demos, they're going on to do their EPs, and they're all working with great producers. That's what they're doing. So they're literally all working in their music, and they're getting themselves out there.
Yeah.
And some of them, yes, they have been already taken on by management, and some of them have already been offered record deals.
Fantastic.
Development deals, yeah.
Okay. And it's all soloists, is it?
Mainly soloists, but we have had groups as well. I mean, last year we did a best group category, and Billy and Louie, who are twins, won in the best group category, because we do have like girl groups and boy bands as well that do come forward.
That sounds great, actually.
Yeah, it does. Really.
Yes, it really does.
I'd like to have a listen. Yeah. I haven't had a listen.
It's good.
So, I mean, this is obviously a huge passion of yours. So does it take up every hour, every minute of your day?
Absolutely. So much that now my own children say to me, they call all the kids that I mentor my surrogate children. That's what they call them, you know. So, but funny enough, I had an operation in November. And, you know, it was quite a distressing time for me. But I had so many wonderful cards and flowers from all of them, you know.
Oh,
and
makes it worth it.
Yes, it does. It does, you know. And the Christmas track that we recorded down at Lawrence Hobbs Studio, Chart House, which is where The Voice Kids gets produced, I was crying. I was literally crying. This was a song that I wrote in my hospital bed. I had a critical time in November, thought I wasn't going to make it, and wrote this song, and I got so many of the great contestants together to sing this track, and it, you know, did really well on YouTube. I was literally in floods of tears when I heard them sing this song, and I just thought, I'm doing this and I feel great about it, that, you know, I'm making so many kids happy because they're doing their
music.
It's
a real testament to you, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the YouTube song that you're talking about so people can have a listen, maybe?
Okay, well, there's a song that I wrote at Christmas time. So have a look at it. Literally just put in Junior Star Singer Christmas song and you'll just see it, hear it straight away. It's lovely. And the voices are amazing on all of them.
I will look out for that. Mm. I was just thinking, obviously, you've got your media agency, Mega Music Management, and obviously this is part of that. From the sort of business angle, I mean, they don't pay to participate. You're giving a lot of your time, aren't you? I mean, is it a format, you know, you said BBC are interested, is it something you can license to them? I mean, how does it sort of work?
Well, they were very interested in it, up to a point where they actually wanted to, it was taken on by a production company that was interested in giving it to the BBC. And we had just only a slight disagreement because they wanted a presenter to work with me, which I didn't feel had the right feel for the show.
Right.
So that's why that didn't happen, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, I do give a lot of my time up for free, and I do it literally because I think it's worthwhile.
Yeah.
Because I'm helping so many kids. And a lot of these kids as well have their own sort of personal problems and issues at school, and they all need the help. Music is there to help them, and I'm there to guide and mentor them. I'm not a vocal coach, but I do it to help them.
Yeah.
And I also give exposure to a charity called Youth Music. So when we do the tour, we actually let everyone know about a charity called Youth Music, which is based mainly in London and helps children to outsource basically facilities in music because they can't afford it themselves. So I also do that for them as well. Yeah. People can text donate on the show. If
gosh,
they need to.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds really interesting. Unfortunately, we're running out of time now.
It's okay.
Real shame, actually, because it's a very interesting subject. So just to finish off then, as we approach the end of our chat, if anyone wants to know more about it, they go to the website. If you could just reconfirm what that is.
Absolutely, yes. So if you still want to apply for Junior Star Singer, please do apply on www.juniorstarsinger.co.uk.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. So that was Amanda Neal of Junior Star Singer. Hope it all goes really well, and we'll look
Thank
out for
you.
that YouTube track, and look forward to hearing the winner at the end of the year.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklyn's Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklynsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklyn's Radio. Just Women is just what you need.